A Radio 191 FM podcast.
This guest is an organiser for the upcoming Lions of Flight Festival, which is based out in mostly Port Chalmers. It's a festival that likes to celebrate the more noisy, the more experimental side of music, both here from New Zealand as well as internationally. There is an Australian or two joining this year's festival lineup, and it's launching in mid-October. We have Peter Porteous in here. Good morning to you, Peter. How are you doing?
Morning, Luke. Jack. Good to see you.
I'm glad to have you here, man. I'm glad to have you here. How have you found the walk from George Street? Was it quite bitter and cold?
Very bitter, very cold. Yep, snow on the hills. Mm.
Do you have any gloves on?
No gloves. I ran quickly.
Are you having your hands out of the jacket or in the pockets?
In the pockets, definitely. Yeah.
Ka pai. See, I didn't think it would be that cold today, so I didn't bring any pockets or gloves. So my hands are just raw dogging the world, which isn't very fun.
Yeah. Character building.
It is character building. Well, I've been character building for the last 25 years, being from Invercargill, so. Anyway, how has 2025 been for experimental / noise music lovers in Aotearoa?
Good. There's always stuff happening. The whole nature of that scene is it's very DIY. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's lots going on.
Mm-hmm. You got any highlights you like to say or mention?
There was a gig a couple of months ago at Pearl Diver, which I was part of, which had some great musician, Omit, who is a Blenheim-based reclusive, amazing kind of electronic person. Mm-hmm. K-Group, who's another legendary New Zealand drone guitarist, and Bruce Russell down from Littleton. Yeah, that was a great gig.
Awesome. There was a gig at the Crown also relatively recently with Vegetable Machine Animal, the kind of mushroom guy based out of Wellington.
Yeah, Kieran Monaghan. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hooks up synths to mushrooms and they make noises?
Yeah, he's a drummer, but he had this big log on the front of the stage which had mushrooms, and he basically had these sensors on it which produce electricity, and then that was fed through a electronic boxes to make additional
makes some
sound.
Funny noises.
Yeah,
so cool. Yeah. Now I want to talk about the effect Lines of Flight seems to have on people. In a Dunedin Sound blog post, Fraser Thompson wrote that Lines of Flight affirms the community and artists, saying it was out as humans have been doing for thousands of years. Its importance is even greater now that we're faced with the rise of quote unquote art, which removes the human component entirely. I assume he's talking about AI art there, which definitely is not art. Why do you think that noise and experimental music has that power and effect on folks?
Yeah, I think it is very fundamental. It's although some of the musicians playing it are highly skilled, you don't need to be technically trained to start doing it. So I think it's very empowering. So you could look at that. You could go back thousands of years, people making sound from anything they can find.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's as he said, you know, it's been art as people have been making it for thousands of years. I think in that blog post as well, he kind of, you know, sometimes you get people who don't necessarily understand or connect with experimental music or art, and they say, well, I could make that. And he, Fraser points out, well, you could, but that's like not, if you're doing it just to prove you can do something, that's not necessarily the most authentic expression of yourself and that what you're putting into art. Whereas what the people who are working at Lines of Flight, that's what they're doing. They're making quite genuine expressions.
Yeah, and a lot of them have been doing it for 20, 30 years, so they've got very good at doing that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, in that blog post, which was a retrospective on the 2023 Lines of Flight Festival, performers both domestic and international came to do many a thing, including banging on brass. They experimented with taonga puoro. They made their saxophones roar and sound like weapons. And then there's also a lot more that happened that Fraser did not write down, but he observed that there was a whole different group of Dunedinites that he'd never seen at the usual shows at the Crown or Pearl Diver or yours, who came out specifically for Lines of Flight. Why do you think this festival gets that kind of group of people?
Probably because it's been going so long. This is going to be the 25th year. It's held roughly every 2 years. It's very diverse, the lineups. It's immersive, so as well as sound, there's generally film projected. So it's a real, real experience, and it's just a community. It's a very friendly sort of almost a get together for the Aotearoa music community.
Quite a loyal base.
Yeah, yes. Mm. And I mean, overseas, you know, a lot of people come just audience members as well. I think last year about 20, 25 flew from around the world to go to it.
Wow.
So yeah, it's become, yeah.
Quite the reputation.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Is there any particular reason as to why it started out in Port Chalmers and not in the city?
Well, it originally started in town.
Oh, right.
I mean, it's had, because it's been going 25 years, it's had many years and many different venues. So the first one, the two shows were in the Athenaeum, which is sort of next to the Regent, mm-hmm. in the back there. Mm-hmm. But there have been a lot of shows out at Port Chalmers. I think half the musicians in Dunedin live out of Port.
Yeah.
And there's always been good venues out there. So, yeah, it's kind of a spiritual place.
And there's sort of a weird, I don't know, there's kind of a weird feeling out in Port that I think you don't really get in Dunedin. And, like, it's a good weird feeling. I think it's a reason why a lot of the great musicians and artists from Dunedin and beyond in New Zealand have lived out in Port Chalmers for a period of their life for inspiration.
Yeah, and this year we've got, the first show is at the Dunedin Public Art Gallery in the big auditorium there, but then the rest of it's out at Port. Friday afternoon we're having an artist talk at the Pioneer Hall, mm-hmm. and then the Friday evening, Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening are at the Port Chalmers Town Hall, which we had it there 2 years ago for the first time, and it was a great space, mm-hmm. and I was lucky that each year Lines of Flight's got bigger. So, like, the final night, last time, there were 220 people there.
That's incredible.
So, yeah, it gets this big.
Man, hitting the max capacity limit, eh?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
That's great.
That was the capacity, yeah.
Need to go to the Forsyth Bar next year. That'll be a beautiful sight to see, wouldn't it? Oh, my
that
goodness.
That would be unusual.
Now, the incredible Peter Stapleton, who was a New Zealand music legend, especially when it comes to the experimental and noisy side, used to organise Lines of Flight Festival. Unfortunately, he passed away in 2020. How has it been organising the festival without Peter?
The first one without him, which was 2 years ago, was very emotional because him and I had kind of done it together for
20-odd years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good, but it was hard as well when I would step back and sort of think about Peter. He's kind of always in my mind, mm-hmm. kind of on my shoulder, looking at decisions being made, going, mm-hmm. yes, that's good, or no, that act should be on a different night. So he's still there in spirit.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Mm. That's great. I always think about that with people who pass on who are very close to you. They're never really gone.
No.
You've always got them with you.
Yep, yeah.
That's beautiful. Now, since its 25th year, as you've mentioned, how does it feel looking back from where it's come from to now?
Very proud, and yeah, there's so many great, great memories. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago talking to somebody, I sort of described Lines of Flight as like Christmas without your relatives.
So, with your found family.
Yeah. And it is a found family, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the first time, I mean, I was living in Auckland when it started, and I came down and performed at the first one, and it really felt like I'd kind of found my community.
Mm-hmm. So. How has the sound of Lines of Flight changed over those 25 years? Have you noticed any particular trends come in and out?
Yes. Yep. It started, the first couple were probably almost all improvised, mainly drone, no vocals, almost no drums.
Mm.
So, and then it sort of progressively got wider and wider. In the late sort of 2000s, laptops came into play, so there was a lot of laptop musicians for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then, kind of in more recent years, it's just kind of exploded into all different genres. Well, I guess we've broadened our kind of remit, I guess, in some ways.
Mm.
So, you know, we've got, there's pop bands, there's, you know, jazz, classical, almost you name it, there's something there, as long as it's got kind of an experimental take to it. Mm. I mean, the last act on the first evening, Misled Convoy, is Mike Hodgson from Pitch Black doing his experimental dub four-speaker surround sound thing with live video. So that's going to be pretty amazing.
That's going to be cool. Yes.
Yeah.
Have you noticed kind of an increase in performance art over the years coming to the show?
No, that's kind of always been there, in and out. Yeah, as I mentioned, there's usually film projected over the top, usually kind of abstract film.
Mm. Mm. I just read in that 2023 Lines of Flight retrospective about someone bringing walls of sheet metal into the thing and just banging on the sheet metal and running around closing and opening doors and shouting. And
That was the Australian band, the Charles Ives. Yes.
Apparently it's quite terrifying, but also incredible
to
watch.
They were great, yeah. Years ago there was another Australian, Kusum Nomoil, and she, this was when it was out at Chicks, her set was 4 minutes long, and she just stood in the crowd and screamed at the top of her lungs through a microphone, deafening volume, and ran around yelling into people's faces. It was amazing.
Wow.
And then she stopped and then went off and threw up in the toilets, I think, because it's so extreme.
Oh, my God.
Nobody was prepared for that.
Yeah. Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, as we've talked about before, it's 25 years coming for this festival. Did that anniversary and that landmark achievement of being around for 25 years affect the curation of this year's festival very much?
Not really. I mean, when I was applying for funding with DCC, they were saying, oh, what are you going to do for the 25th? And I was saying, I don't know. We'll just have another festival. We're going to do some T-shirts. I guess that's different.
Cool.
Got a website. The artist talk, which we're having on the Friday afternoon, that's a new thing,
mm-hmm.
Which is people from around the country talking about either DIY venues or record labels.
Cool. And who else is going to be speaking at that?
At that one, Bruce Russell. He'll be talking about his old labels, Expressway and Corpus Hermeticum.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Bazinska from Christchurch. She's going to talk about a venue called the Oracle, which is not going at the moment, but was a mix of wine. Drinking wine and listening to sound. She's a wine critic as well as that. So Johnny Marks from Wellington's going to talk about the Pyramid Club, which is a great venue up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pat Krause is going to talk about the Modern Electronic Library and the Audio Foundation in Auckland, where you can go and hire pedals and stuff like that.
Cool. Well, I've seen the lineup for this year. You've got people like Pumice, Tara Sharp. You've got UB Pasta Blaster coming around. It seems like it's going to be a really, really cool show. Is there any few acts in particular that you're particularly excited to see that you've never seen before?
Dream Chambers, I'm really looking forward to. Jess from Wellington. Anthony Guerra from Australia. He's playing twice, a solo and a duo. Really looking forward to him.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen most of them. Microsoft Voices I haven't seen yet, although they're old friends. That's Dan Bevan and Nell Thomas from Orchestra of Spheres and Johnny Marks from All Seeing Hand. But they just have got laptops and they make sound using the text edit function of Microsoft.
They're like text-to-speech thing?
Or yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And that projects onto the screen behind them so you can see what they're doing with their laptops.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
That's going to be great. Yeah.
That sounds awesome. Well, I want to thank you for your time. I want to know one more thing. Where can people buy tickets for this?
Under the Radar.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go on there, all the shows are there. There's Facebook events up, and we've got a website as well, which is linesofflight.co.nz.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Made by the amazing Jade Meadow.
Shout out Jade, yeah. One of the best soundies around.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. She's great. I really want to thank you for your time and coming in this morning and braving the cold from the faraway stretches of George Street. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners?
Just come along. I mean, often people will come along not sure if they'll like it, and they almost invariably they come away going, oh, that was fantastic. So it's so diverse.
Mm.
You know, if you've got like five acts in a night, they'll all be totally different to each other.
Mm.
So, you know, if there's one that is not quite your thing, the next one might be.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that most people probably haven't seen before as well, which is just exciting. It's new.
That's right.
It's different.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on, Peter. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much, Zach.
No worries. No worries. Cheers. Take care, man. That was Peter Porteous coming in for a quarter door. We're talking to him about Lines of Flight Festival, which is happening in mid-October. Head over to Under the Radar to get your tickets sorted. Pumice is showing up, and because he's showing up to Lines of Flight, we're going to be playing a Huckery Crucifix from his most recent project called Berries. You are listening to The One. We'll have news updates at 10:40. See you soon.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.